Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachas Samech Tes, Menachas 69a, pagination is 137. We start from about 10 lines down on the page. In the kind of middle of the line, Bo'i Rava by Rav Chanan, the following question is posed. Just to give an outline of what we're going to be addressing. Unusual cases of wheat, unusual cases of grain, where the grain, number one, is it going to be permitted if it lives through, so to speak, an omer, and therefore considered part of the new crop? Secondly, can it be used for the omer? And thirdly, could such grain be used for the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos? So the question that we start off with is as follows. Chitin shezoron bekarka, omer matiron, o ein omer matiron. Wheat that's planted in the ground, will the omer allow it or not? Normally, the discussion is if the wheat sprouted and it's part of the new crop, then if after it sprouted and is part of the new crop, the Omer is brought on the 16th of Nisan, it permits all that. In our case, it certainly sprouted and grew and harvested, etc. But what the person did was then he then put it into the ground as a seed. What status does it now have? And for example, if he would unearth those seeds, intentionally or otherwise, are those seeds permitted to be eaten? And this activity to unearth something is not so far-fetched. They actually stored different vegetables in the ground after they were totally mature and ready, and they put it there as a means of storage. And there's discussion. Is it there as storage? Is it there as planting? And that's part of our discussion. Heichi Dami asks the Gemara, what's the case? Ida Ashrush Tinyana. If it already sprouted and started getting roots, so then we know the rule in that case. Idelo ashrish tinyana, and if it did not sprout, did not get roots, we know the rule in that case as well. Ditnan emeshwishu kodam la omer omer matiron. If it sprouted, so then the omer is going to permit it. Vimlav asurin, and if it didn't sprout yet, so then it's not considered grain from the new cycle. It's not going to be permitted. It's forbidden at Sheyavi Omer Habo until the new Omer is brought. Lo tzricha, what's the case? Dechatz dinhu vizar inhu kodam laomer. They processed it and then planted it before the Omer was brought. Va'asa Omer v'cholaf alayhu. And now the Omer was brought, and I want to know, did it permit that grain that was in the ground, which I now take out and I want to use? V'kami boile ma'ulin kuti omecho minayu, can I now retrieve it? K'man deshadya bekada damya, is it as if it was in a storage container, as I explained? They sometimes did that directly in the ground. Visharinu Omer, and certainly the Omer is going to allow it. Odilma, or maybe his intent was that it was going to grow. Batalu legabe aro, it's part of the ground. It's not grain at this point. It doesn't exist as grain, and therefore the Omer cannot do anything for it. When you retrieve it, you're almost like creating a new kernel that didn't exist before. And we're waiting for next year's Omer in order to allow it. The Gemara compares this to a bunch of cases, but concludes, Teku, let the question stand. In this particular case, it did not sprout, it did not grow its roots. Did it change its status simply by being there, or is it no different than being put in a storage container? So that's when we put the grain in the ground. Let's turn the page and consider another case. I'm guessing about 12 lines from the top. Boy Rab Zera asked, what happens if grain comes from the heavens, comes from above us? Chitin sheyordu be'ovim mahu. Wheat that comes from the clouds. What's the halacha? How do we understand such grain? Lamai. For what purpose? So, in this case, interestingly, we're not discussing whether the Omer was matir it, because this grain existed. Rashi learns that this grain is something that was drawn up in the clouds, presumably a tornado, and the wind, the clouds, absorbed this from natural means and drew it up. So in terms of the Omer allowing it so that it could be eaten for regular consumption, that doesn't seem to be the problem. The Gemara jumps right in. Lamai, for what purpose are you asking this question? Ilaminachos, are you wondering if it could be used for a mincha, for a flower offering? Amaylo, why not? Elalishtei halechem, mahu, mai. We want to know if it could be used, such grain can be used for the two loaves of Shavuos. What's the question? Mimoshvoseichem amar rachmana. It says it should be from your dwelling places. La'afuke dechutza la'aretz delo. That's only excluding outside of Eretz Yisrael. Aval de'ovim. But if you can get grain from Eretz Yisrael that comes to you from the clouds, it was on a ship somewhere and it's brought to you from the clouds, but you know which grain it is, shapir dami. That's fine as long as it's Israel-raised grain. O Dilma, or maybe Mimoshvo Seichem Dafko, it has to be conventional from your dwelling place. Vafilu de Ovim Namilo, and if it came to you through the clouds, that presentation is not going to be satisfactory for the purpose of this carbon. It has to be Mimoshvo Seichem. Let's take a quick glance at Taisvis Chitin, about midway on the page, outer commentary. Chitin sheyorda ba'ovim pirish bekuntris. Rashi learns sheshasu bu'ukainus ubalu sefina malaya chitim, that somehow the clouds swallowed up a ship that was filled with wheat. Now, ship doesn't have to be an ocean liner. A ship. It drew it up. And that's the nature of a tornado. V'kasha l'Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam asks, I don't understand. De'imei chutza la'aretz, if it's grain from outside of Eretz Yisrael, v'chihotu l'shtei alecha mishvil shayu ba'avim, do you think that the cloud suddenly koshered it? It's not from Eretz Yisrael. It can't be used for the carbon. Forget about your confusing case with the clouds. It has to be grown from Eretz Yisrael. V'imei Eretz Yisrael, and if it is Eretz Yisrael produce, does anything change because it went up into the clouds? So it has a long journey. Everyone has a long journey. But you're here now, and your origin was Eretz Yisrael produce. So what's the problem? So we mentioned what the problem is. This is described in Art School Note 15, that even if it's from Eretz Yisrael, but if it went via the clouds, it's not Mimoshvo Seichem, the Gemara is suggesting. But in any case, Tosfos entertains a different approach in the case of the Gemara. Elanira Li, it seems to me, Tosfos says, the Ayidei Neis Yardu Be'ovim. Literally, it's a miracle. And if it's a miracle, then we understand that it's the Shaila that the Gemara is considering. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.